What is the Book of Revelation? Christian psychedelia? Religio-political prognostication? End-of-the-world prophecy? In chapter 1, we see that Revelation is a letter from John based on visions of Christ. Revelation chapter 1 from verse 9, "I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, 'Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches of Asia.'" John is suffering as he writes. He's imprisoned on the island of Patmos due to his Christian witness. Yet suffering is precisely the point where he finds his deepest fellowship with Jesus. Here is where he has a revelation of Christ. The revelation, or in the Greek, apocalypse, is what sustains him through his suffering. What we need in our suffering today is, more than anything else, a revelation of Jesus. Do you believe that? Is that your number one prayer in suffering? Do you know that a vision by faith of Jesus is the thing that will sustain you? Well, what is the vision of Jesus that the book of Revelation gives to us? What is it that will sustain us through our own suffering? Well, one common way to describe the grandeur of Jesus in Revelation is that he is the Alpha and Omega. The phrase comprises the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, and it comes four times in Revelation. In Revelation 1 verses 8 and 11, in Revelation 21 verse 6, and in Revelation 22 verse 13. You could update the saying to mean something like, Jesus says, "I am the A to Z of reality. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the A to Z." Well, let's think about what it means for Jesus to be the Alpha and the Omega. Firstly, Jesus is the Alpha. At key points, the Lord Jesus is described as the first, or the beginning. Think of Isaiah 48, Proverbs 8, Colossians 1. Eternally at the right hand of the Father, Jesus Christ is other than the Father, and he is the rationale for everything else that is other than God. He is the first of everything that is in creation. He is the Alpha. He is the Father's eternal counterpart, and in time he becomes the Alpha, the first, the beginning, the way out from God into a whole universe of others. By the Spirit, the Father's outgoing life radiates in and through Jesus. Therefore, Jesus defines and shapes everything else. Nothing makes sense without Jesus, the Alpha. Now let's think about the Omega. You see, Isaiah could not describe the Lord Jesus as the first without calling him the last as well, Isaiah 48 verse 12. Colossians could not call him the beginning without saying that he's also the firstborn from the dead, meaning he is the heir of all things. And Revelation can never call him Alpha without also calling him Omega. It's not just that all things come from Christ, they are also destined for him. Redemption is not the salvation of creation towards some other goal. It is the bringing of all things back to their true source and meaning. We are made by Christ and we are headed for Christ. In this way, God will be all in all, because Jesus is Alpha and Omega. What place does Jesus have in your thinking? It seems to me that there are many ways in which we diminish the person of Jesus. Perhaps we begin our thinking about God without Jesus, imagining an essentially Christless doctrine of God, onto which we later apply a Jesus gloss. Perhaps we begin our reading of the Bible without Jesus, imagining an essentially Unitarian God of the Old Testament, to which the Messiah is later added. Perhaps we begin our understanding of the world without Jesus, imagining an essentially neutral and non-Christian world to which Christ is an added extra. These visions of life are so anemic, and they will never sustain us through suffering. If we are going through the mill, we need a bigger view of Jesus, and Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. So let's return to Christ and pray for a larger vision of his glory and goodness. In our suffering, we must begin and end all our thinking, praying, and praising with Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega.